Vorreiter. Jeste Raziel, Chaim Yitron, das Fische, die Fuße, die Fuße, die Fuße, die Hashem, he's progressing but very slowly. Same thing is first progressing. Hashem wants us to some more tefillahs. Hashem, Fuße, die Fuße. Yeah. Did I tell you about this? I had a conversation with his father. A good nicer for me talking. He was supposed to that. He's been a while, it's already a month and a half, really more. Almost 2 months in the hospital, in Rambam Hospital. And Baruch Hashem, he's breathing by himself. But he's still not conscious. He's still in a coma. So they want to send him to some other place that has to do more rehabilitation work or whatever. Anyway. Dr. Wright. Abishur. As I spoke to the father, he told me there's a certain place I think I'm going to, and there's a waiting list for another month or so. So I told him that, you know, I happen to, the Shtikl Mishpacha, the ones that run the place of mine, and I can make him protected. So he told me a very powerful line. He said, what do you mean protected? It's the waiting list because there's other people in front of me. So I can take protection, I can take somebody that's supposed to be in front of me and push him aside. I want to do that. That's the goal here. You think about the bigger picture. Edward's told me somebody's stam and sikh tumor told me that it's not the right place anyway. But you can push for something and Hashem said, don't go there, you know, leave it alone. Whatever it was. But that's the talking. You have to do things right. Sometimes you think you're making a shortcut is better. He was right. That was a good message I got over there. And the end of this story is another story, which, if you didn't hear it yet, it's good to hear it now. There was a woman called Rebbetzin Volder, Shlomo Volder's wife. Shlomo Volder's wife was the son of Rabbi Avraham Gudzinski, who was the Mashgiach from Slobodka before World War II. He was killed or he died, I don't know, and he didn't make it through the Holocaust. She survived. And after the war, she was shipped out to Sweden with a whole bunch of 200 girls of survivors. Happened to be Rav Volder was also in Sweden, and he was taking care of all the girls over there. So, he found the daughter of the Mashgiach of Slobodka. It sounded like a good shidduch. Yeah, I don't think he made the shidduch himself, but anyway, that was his wife. So she wrote an amazing wrote for a biography of her experiences during the war, and it's amazing because it's permeated with not Musa Shmuzim, but a Musa attitude towards life. So I think the last thing maybe in the book is that she made it through the Holocaust and she's on a boat, it's a whole bunch of survivors, and then I don't know who was the bomb of the boat, and the boat started to sink. So everybody got into a whole frenzy of whatever you want to call it, and there was a lifeboat that was outside of the boat, and everyone's pushing and shoving to get the lifeboat, to see the life. And she told herself, I never in my life pushed anybody for anything. And I don't think that's the Rosh Hashanah right now. If Hashem wants you to survive, I'll survive with that. And if not, so. And said, go to Ali. This is it. Obviously, she wrote the book, she survived it. But she ended up to be the last one on the boat. She's the last one on the boat. It was trying to go down. And the lifeboat was starting to pull away. It was pretty full, I guess. But she jumped, and she made it to the lifeboat. And the rest is history. But I'll go find him. That's important to the Yisrael life. That very often when we feel a strong need, we forget, is this really what Hashem wants us to do? If we live our life always with the emes of Yitzhakim, is that Hashem is running everything in life. Let me make sure this is what Hashem wants me to do. Rav Nissim Karelis had a line that he used a lot. And people ask me about certain panoses. It's very nakdishmaka panoses. Is it mutter? So he would say, look, I'm not going to get involved. Maybe there's some type of heter to the end of Shas HaTzah. But this type of thing is not something Hashem is very happy that exists in Chalav. So Hashem is giving the panosa. The doctor wanted to give the panos in such a fashion that it's not a stab. Maybe it looks like something else. That's it. it's a different way of looking at things. Yeah. First of all, is this in line with the way Hashem wants things to be done? And then afterwards, okay, I'll give it a try. Yeah. When Tafe Zayin Oizvot. Sometimes the person has an impression he just transmits that something bad is going to come out of it. And you have to tell me that because there's everything not to do with it. You may lose out something from it. So your mother did not want to have children because he had a Ruach HaKodesh that's going to have a problematic child. And the Maisa, the famous Maisa in Gemara Brachos, that Yishai Anovi came to visit him because he was sick, and he told him, you're dying, my dear friend. Hashem was going on your death. And he said, what do you mean? He said, because you're not having children. He said, what do you mean? I'm not having children because I don't want to have a child that's going to cause terrible things to cause. So he answered him, Bahadei kafshei derachmor alam alof. Don't make the cheshbonis of a kodesh bogu. My goodness, God, he boilot remedet. You have to do what you have to do, what you must do. And then if God goes with you, then what Hashem wants to do, he will do. Don't make a kodesh bogu's cheshbonis. Sometimes a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah. Well, who knows what's going to happen? Don't make those choices. Is this the right thing to do right now? Sometimes in a family, you have to get the bigger picture. I remember in Europe, there was different countries there. They were against the shrita. So think of different types of compromises in the way to shrita, some type of anesthesia or something, which Rabbanim felt that halachically was acceptable. He went to Rabbi Yoshev. He said, "Chas v'shalom, if you can't sheft in regular fashion, don't sheft at all." They said, "My high, I mean, we can sheft it. The rabbi is mighty, then the halacha we're doing is acceptable." He said, "Yes. The problem is, if you are letting the government dictate to you how to do shkita, so." This generation, you guys know what you're doing, and you're making sure it's 100% of PLO. But once it's already makubal that we all do things according to the way the government says, then it's hard to know what's going to happen a generation or two. And we can't set up ourselves for a possible mission. Those you still have a broader view, but sometimes we don't understand why they're saying yes and why they're saying not. But it's very much about that. That's the great people. So kind of fun. If you have that type of cheshbon, it's bad to talk it over with somebody if it's an amateur cheshbon. Sometimes it's just the guitar. But yeah. Mamaisa, under normal conditions, if this is a clear permissible, we do it. The things that are concealed, covered up by Kodesh Bo. Whether it's going to cause its own laws, it's going to cause them. It causes you enough of monetary laws, maybe you're part of the mitzvah. But other than that, don't make such bringers. Do what you have to do. Menashe HaMelech Shukilku Yisim Yikol HaMelochim. The Maisa Chizkiyahu in a way was right that he gave birth to a terrible son. Avachrei Esrim Shtayim Shonu Shavishas Kol Rechulu Shleimo Umalach Oishon and Rabbis, Achishu Voso. He ends up to be a great Balchuda. He's less famous for his Chuda than he is for his Averis for some reason. But the Maisa, if you think of it, that was some of the greatest physics, and they're one of the biggest Roshim. So he's a Chuda. There's a Jew that's still alive, she's a Bimah Chiyomim, named Uri Zohar. He was the most famous actor, comedian, Eretz Yisrael. When I first came to Eretz Yisrael, that was time more than 6 days of Shuvah. It shook up the whole country. They didn't do it themselves. So I want to tell you a few things about him. I knew one of the people that was involved in being a Mazel of Shuvah. And at that time, there was a very big interest in Yiddishkeit. It was after the Six-Day War, or I think it was after the Yom Kippur War. After the Six-Day War, there's the euphoria of Kreitzer Reitz and Yodah. After the Yom Kippur War, everyone was very shaken up. And people were looking. So they were sitting together with Anna. It's not so relevant to what other guy's name was, a very famous person also. The two of them were going, meeting certain rabbanim and discussing things. This person told me that whenever we brought up a certain topic, this Uri Zohar would mamash fight tooth and nail against what we're saying. And the other guy, he always said, it's a nice idea, it's very nice. So they right away saw the one who's saying it's very nice, they have no chance of being lost in the truth. What does it mean? It means if a person's really looking for the emes, he doesn't just say everything's nice. First, I'm coming from a position that's not emes, so let me fight it out. So he said today in this Parsha of Shavua, says the book. Es vohe v'suche. The modern tradition says an amazing comment. It says that's a different Torah. Even a father learning with his son or a rebbe with his talent, b'tchila not in soyim, he says. They kind of yoko hate one another. The soyim not in oyim, they love one another. It's mashing the Gemara that that's the way it has to go. It has to start off that there is a conflict. It ends up with the Abba, the pure Abba. That's where it's coming from. Because if both of us are being Gerish Emes and we're not saying the same thing, then there's a conflict. Who's right? Not because I want to be right and you want to be right. We want to get to the Emes. And you seem to be saying my Emes is not Emes, I'm saying your Emes is not Emes. That's something we have to fight to the bitter end. The bitter end is that one of the two is a. Both of them are anti-emes to the point that it's not about me being right, you being right, it's about what is the emes. And then it becomes right for me because the one who I thought was taking everything away from me, he gave me something. I thought he was taking away all my diamonds and he gave me the diamonds more valuable than the diamonds that I had before. So anyway, he's the ish emes, mamish, sadi sayyidu. The next thing is the face of the children. We would think that the second choice of the Chuvah is going to go out there and be not the old Eretz Yisrael of Chuvah because he was the epitome of their world and now he threw it all out. Anyway, one of the other Adam Goldman, I don't remember who it was, I guess, guiding his Chuvah. He told him, no, the next, I don't remember the number of years, 10 or 20 years, you're not doing any Chazor B'Chuvah. You're learning and building yourself up. It's a godless. If someone would tell that to me, I wouldn't listen to him. What are you talking about? Come on. I'm going to take over the country. No. And he might be himself completely. Yeah. Somebody told me that he was very upset because after his choice of Shuvah, a lot of his films were out of his control. He wanted to burn them all. So he went to Yisrael Yaakov Fisher's available. And the Chosher Rabbon usually lied. So he said, a fish is told him, no, that's Paket, that gives him a chizik. They see the way you look before, and they say, they look. And now, this holy Jew is living in a one-room apartment in New July. He said he had too much oil and he wants to live his life. This is the last year of his life. The passion to marry all the kids, really, what was it? And by his also dog, the late laughing, and chizik people, he had lots of. I know he's not a young man anymore, but anyway, that's this idea. Don't make Hezbollah, do the Rosh Hashem. That's what we can learn from this person. A person, like you were saying, What do you mean? I'm sitting and learning now. This is the time. No, the Rav says this is what I'm supposed to do. Can't believe it. Yeah.
Also
speaking
of the Nash Tshuva.
What?
The Tshuva was so great that it was worth all
of the Rishi's
command.
No one said that comment. That's we don't know if it's worth it. It wasn't worth it. Nice. That's he presented the Tshuva, which is a great condition. It's a proof he wasn't a politician. They go down to the river. Yeah. Anyway, so it's also, you know, the Yitzhak always comes up with the frumatangas. You have to be careful for those frumatangas. Like I said, if you want to get up on time for davening, so no, if you get up now, you're not going to have enough sleep. Come on, the right answer is tomorrow should go to sleep earlier, but whatever it is, there's always have to make sure that the cheshbon is. Which we are making, is there a need for them or not a need for them? So if it's not clear, if it's right to do it out, then yes, maybe there's plenty. It's clear this is what Hashem wants me to do right now. Your wife needs some help at home, and suddenly you say, oh, I'm going to lose that this year, then if it's necessary, Mr. Shia should say, I don't know, that's a Mr. Yes to now. You can lose that this year. It's been proven already to everybody, and whenever every person doesn't take into account all the things he's going to lose, and does the right thing, that he doesn't lose either. Hashem makes things happen the right way. Okay, we shall have a good talk. Wake up soon, tell you that it's the truth. Next month's Shabbos is Shiloh Zubatam, is that? Or Nitre, Shiloh Shiloh Zubatam, is that? Sunday Shiloh Zubatam, is that? Okay, yeah, sounds. Yeah, okay. So, Mr. Shabbat, will you? Yeah, why not? Or we can tell you. Who's in charge of the thing?